If you sit by the river long enough, you will see the bodies of your enemies float by. That is a savage, intense, hard-hitting quote, and it's one of my favorites. There's no question about that. It's often attributed to Machiavelli, but who knows who really said anything these days. If you sit by the river long enough, you'll see the bodies of your enemies float by. And I'm certainly a person who has always had some kind of chip on my shoulder. And certainly, as you go through life, you will encounter people that you perceive to be and may very well even be your enemies, your adversaries, people you have conflict with. And I'm interested in destroying those people. Not really, but sometimes, but figuratively. And so I always enjoyed that. But I wanted to talk today about really the reality about that quote and that idea, because more often than not, it's not an external adversary that we need to vanquish. It's not somebody else or it's not another person. More often than not, it's us, and it's something within us that is stopping us or keeping us from doing the things or having the things or executing on the things that we really do want. And in that context, the better question or the question is, who are you losing to? Who are you losing to? And probably more appropriately, what are you losing to? What are you allowing to defeat you? What are you allowing to come in and take from you? We only have so many resources. We talk about our most valuable resources of time, energy, attention, and money. And if there are things that are leeching those away from us, why are we allowing that? Why am I allowing food to beat me? Why am I allowing alcohol to beat me? Why am I allowing, you know, social media to beat me? Why am I allowing porn to beat me? Why am I allowing fear? Why am I allowing procrastination? Why am I allowing, you name it, there's a million things, gaming, gambling, fantasy football, comfort, all these things are slowly but surely chipping away at our resources and pulling us away, keeping us from doing the things that we really need to be doing. Going back to the quote, if you sit by the river long enough, that's talking about it's making sure that I am sticking with the thing, that I'm consistently doing the thing. But consistency alone is not going to get you where you want to go. Because just like habits, not every habit is a good one. And when we think about a habit, we're usually thinking, oh, this is a really positive, beneficial thing. That's a habit of mine. But here's another thing. If you're consistently overeating, well, then you're in the habit of overeating. If you're gaining weight every month, well, you're in the habit of doing that. If you are living paycheck to paycheck, well, you're in the habit of doing that. If you are rolling credit card balances over from one month to the next, well, you're in the habit of doing that. So just because you're being consistent doesn't mean that that's going to get you where you want to go. In fact, just being consistent will keep you stuck exactly where you are, and more often than not, will keep pulling you further away from those things that you want or from the version of yourself that you say and you think and you feel that you really want. But we must interact with the world as it is and not as we want it to be. So I need to take a pretty hard look at myself and my behaviors and identify where it is that I'm going wrong. What are those things that are beating me, that I am losing to? And I can almost guarantee that they're all inanimate objects, that they're not necessarily bad things on their face. It's just how I am interacting with them, how I choose to use them or hang out with them, whatever it is. That's obviously when it becomes a dangerous thing or a negative thing. So it's interesting. And it really, I think it's this is one of the critical things that we need to do, because if we're not being real with ourselves and interrogating that reality, well, then we rationalize. We talk ourselves into, because I am awesome at talking myself into why it is that I am wherever it is that I am. And that is an amazing thing, but it's more often than not a weapon of mass destruction. Because if I skip my workouts this week, if I was drinking and overeating and just watching whatever, not doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing, that I've told myself that I wanted to, that I made plans on, if I just bailed on it, like, oh, you know what? It was a short week, had a lot going on. I'll start again next week. I'll pick this back up next week. And what happens? Well, slowly but surely, that just becomes our standard operating procedure, our modus operandi. That's just how I start doing things now. And then I look back over time and it's like, oh, how did I end up not anywhere close to where it is that I want to be? And it's the little decisions. Think about if you're planning a trip. I've talked about this recently. I thought about it recently. Just 1 degree difference. If we're charting a course on a map, 1 degree difference over the course of 10 feet, not a big deal. A mile, bigger still. But if you're going on a trip across the ocean, across the country, obviously 1 degree difference is going to take you miles and miles and miles and miles away from where it is that you set out to go. And that's the enemy within. And the opportunity is to identify that enemy within. It's like the zombie movies that I'm so fond of, or the TV shows. More often than not, the zombies aren't the problem. It's the other people, or it's me. And those are the opportunities to identify and cast into the river and watch them float by, as Machiavelli was talking about. But one more thing on that is that holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Not always, because I think that having that dark energy, that chip on your shoulder, can be and has been for me, a powerful motivator to get me to take action and to keep things going, even when I don't feel like it or I don't want. But it can get to the point where it robs you of your peace. And peace of mind is an immensely valuable thing that I think that we should all strive for. Doesn't mean that I'm some kind of a perfectly zen person who's going to sit in lotus position and let everything just roll off my back. But at some point, we got to let some things go, especially if it is hurting us when we really think that it's maybe benefiting us. So it's another opportunity right there to kind of dig in and explore this thing that I'm operating on, this fuel that is driving me, which makes me think of another quote, which I'm fond of, which is that which feeds me destroys me. We don't want that to happen. I don't want the thing that actually is driving me to success or realize my fullest potential and my realize the best possible version of me to also be destroying me all at the same time. And just a remembrance that, or to remember that nothing is permanent and everything is always changing. The whole idea that you never cross the same river twice, because it's a different river and you are a different person every time you put foot into or step into that river. So I challenge you, I invite you to look at your life and to determine where is it that you're losing, and more specifically, what is it that you are losing to? And think about it in the context of your family life, your community involvement, your network. Think about it from a financial standpoint. Think about it from your career. Think about it from a well-being standpoint, so diet and exercise, your sleep, things like that. Think about it from a personal development standpoint, and then back to that whole peace of mind thing. So in each one of those areas, this all demands that you have an understanding of what really truly does matter, what's most important, and that we prioritize and we protect and we allocate our most valuable resources of time, energy, attention, and money based on those things that we've decided are of the greatest importance and the highest value. And then we review those things and we identify, there's an enemy right there that's taking me further away from the thing that's most important to me. And I'm going to vanquish that enemy, whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. So at the end of the day, the whole idea here is that we are doing our part by doing our best.